we are launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever is on your mind at 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We will give you the features on the site completely free, so do head over there and enjoy those on us. In fact, the main feature actually allows you to control the content of the site by submitting different news articles or videos or blog posts that you find online that you think are interesting, you think other listeners might enjoy. You just submit it as show prep to the website, and then other listeners can vote on whether they like or dislike your suggestion. The most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. Coming up, Mark, you're going to tell us about a teenager who got in a fight with another teenager and was charged with child abuse?
Yeah, that's right.
We'll see what that means here in a little bit. But first, your calls. Andrew is in Michigan. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark.
Hey, guys. I had a chance to proselytize a little bit to some people about the Free State Project. I'm the Free State Project Coordinator for Michigan, the volunteer person.
Oh, great.
Try to help people. And I was, some of their questions that I couldn't quite answer for them, even though I do study Austrian economics, and I appreciate Sam talking about silver tonight. It really helps get the word out there. They sort of wondered about the standard of living in a seceded state, such as maybe New Hampshire, if it were to secede. They were reluctant. They thought it would basically their standard of living would drop off and it would turn into Thunderdome or something like that.
Mad Max.
And I hate to offer tribalism as like a way that people might organize in order to, you know, have court systems and law books and stuff, because I know that the Free State Project members are a pack of wild cats, and that doesn't tend to go over well with people, but I didn't know exactly what to say. So could you guys maybe speculate for us?
Sure. So, you know, there are a lot of similarities in how the way I would approach sort of talking to these folks is to say, look, there are a lot of similarities in how the voluntary society would run and how society works today. The biggest difference is, rather than having some one monopoly organization running something, whether it's fire protection service, whether it's police, whether it's the transportation department of the state running the roads or whoever, instead, you bring competition, you have multiple players in the market, so you get accountability, you get the ability to sue the people, the bad actors, the people who make mistakes and do things that are wrong, and that's something that you just can't get in today's monopoly system. They're not accountable.
But wait a minute. I want to make sure I understood the question here, Sam. Maybe I misunderstood. Was the question more about how will the free marketplace look as far as governmental services, or what will replace governmental services, or what it will be like after, you know, in some sort of crazy scenario after New Hampshire secedes?
I only speculated that New Hampshire could secede. However, I do understand the marketplace will take care of it. That's
there has been one objection brought up that I think is a fairly challenging one, and I don't know if I've heard a really good answer to it. The suggestion being that if New Hampshire, or when New Hampshire, decides to call it quits from the U.S. federal government, the big concern has always been they're going to roll in tanks, and it's pretty easy to to discount that one. New Hampshire is very well armed; it would be bad publicity for them to roll in tanks, etc. But what if they were to cut us off? What if it were, you know, what if it were to be the case that they were to essentially build a wall, or put up roadblocks, or put out battleships out in the harbor, because the coastline on New Hampshire
is going to hate that.
What's that, Maine?
Maine is going to hate
Maine
that.
Maine will hate that. That's true. But that's, I think,
they're talk about cutting off your nose in order to spite your face. I mean,
true, but they do it with Alaska. So that was the best objection I'd heard so far.
I agree with you, but they don't have there aren't walls on the border of Canada. You can cross through.
But as far as getting in things like food and other things like that are normally on the backs of an 18-wheeler, that would be fairly effective at stopping most commerce.
They would
commerce.
Still come from on the backs of 18-wheelers coming from Canada.
From Canada,
through the the northern border. That's
what if Canada teams up with the U.S. and they're doing an international thing?
It's certainly possible. you know, that
that'd be
could,
the worst case, right?
They could try to do that. But here's the thing is, I don't think New Hampshire's going to secede. They may very well find a situation where they're nullifying many of the things that the federal government does. But I think that more likely, as an Austrian economics aficionado out there, you see that the American currency is crashing.
Yeah.
And once there's no currency, there's really no government. I mean, that's essentially what...
You think it's more likely that the federal government will crash and burn before anybody has a chance to secede?
I don't think that you're going to see one secession of one state. I think you're going to see 50 secessions of 50 states.
Because
there isn't going to be a federal government there to really do anything with. The good and bad thing about the United States is that there are triple or quadruple, in some cases even more than that, levels of government on top of each other. And the state governments, they don't have the apparatus in order to print money and things like that. So what the federal government is providing to the states is, well, currency in the form of U.S. Federal Reserve notes. I think that you're not going to see the New Hampshire, because it would take a lot to get people to choose to do this whole, you know, breaking away from the United States. I talk about it because I believe it to be the best solution for the problem. And I don't mind sounding like a radical, but I can tell you it's a really radical solution.
So did all of that answer your question, Andrew?
Yeah, that sounded great. It does seem that I don't think they would put up blockades and roll in tanks. I think I was more of like a starved out. They would just, we'll just let all of New Hampshire starve to death. Or something like that.
In order to let New Hampshire starve to death, they would have to stop food from coming.
Well, let's point out, I would like to point out before we go any farther that New Hampshire has a very brisk economy in local food. New Hampshire is, we wouldn't have to build the infrastructure for farms and that kind of thing. A larger percentage of New Hampshire than the vast majority of states get their food locally.
Plus,
I get most of my food locally.
It would get better. Farming would get better because you wouldn't have the USDA and the other federal organizations that come in and they put mandates on, like, you know, you have to do certain things with your cows and tag them and all these very expensive laws that are being placed on farmers to drive small farmers out of business. In the absence of the federal government, farming would probably be even stronger than it currently is.
You wouldn't see the ranching industries in, you know, other portions of the country getting subsidization, and thus driving out people that would have cows here in New Hampshire.
But so I guess my question is, how would New Hampshire starve? Because if they aren't going to blockade us, then there's no way that New Hampshire would starve. It'd be free trade. I mean, hopefully as free trade as we could possibly have, and international free trade with the Canadian border and an international coastline. So that just doesn't make sense.
The one concern was that if New Hampshireans start rejecting the dollar or fiat currency in general, like whether it's Canadian currency or other foreign currencies, that we wouldn't be able to get, you know, something that isn't manufactured in New Hampshire, and that would cause a standard.
Well, wait, why would you? If people are still accepting the dollar and you need to do business in the dollar, then you do business in the dollar. I mean, you can go and spend dollars in Canada.
I understand that's true. I'm just wondering if other people in New Hampshire, like part of the breaking away from the United States, is because of that dollar and the devaluing of the dollar to try to.
Well, I would imagine that people who value real money are going to prefer that. But if you need to do business in the dollar, you do business in the dollar. It's like, you know, those Canadian businesses just across the border. They don't have to take the dollar, but they sure as heck do, because there's plenty of Americans crossing that border every single day that have dollars in their pockets. And you know, they can transfer those dollars and turn them into things immediately. So you can do business in the dollar still, and at the end of the day, you know, buy whatever currency is valuable with it.
Okay, fair enough, guys. Hyperinflating.
Unless it's in the process of hyperinflation, and by the end of the day, it's, you know, quadrupled in value, and then, you'd be crazy to do business in the dollar wherever you live, whether it's in New Hampshire or in South Carolina or, you know, Hawaii.
Cool.
Thanks for the call. Oh, by the way, if you want more on what Sam was talking about with the marketplace and replacing the government's services with competition and innovation in the free market, there's a great book called The Market for Liberty, which I highly recommend, and you can get it for free if you go to book.freekeen.com. You can download it in audiobook format, totally free, book.freekeen.com. And it gets into a lot of the real detail on how exactly things can work without the monopoly violence providing services. Thanks for the call, Andrew. And more coming up here in moments. I want to give you the Totesac. A two-pack is yours right now at 603-435-1105. Dial in 603-435-1105, and you could win a two-pack of the Totesac from Totesac.us. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
A passion for service never leaves. I'm Tim Lewis, and after 22 years in the military, I became a mortgage professional, helping my fellow veterans and active duty service members secure VA home loans. Refinancing with a VA loan is a privilege earned through service, and it's my privilege to help you get there. We can help you lower your rate or consolidate debt, even if your current mortgage is not a VA loan. Go to varadio.com to learn more. That's varadio.com. I'm Tim Lewis. Thank you for your service.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 1-800-900-VA-LOAN. VARadio.com.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscle, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better, One World Whey may be the perfect food for you. One World Whey is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, you can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you will find on the site completely free. And those features include a number of different things, including our news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to news.freetalklive.com. You can follow us via email, or perhaps you'd prefer Facebook or Twitter. We've got those too. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up today for free. That's news.freetalklive.com.
So during the show, I heated up some of George's famous baklava. Ian, how was it?
luscious.
It's really good. Sam?
Better than sex.
Well, I suppose it depends on how long you've had since you've had it, but George's famous baklava is it's delicious. 50 layers of melt-in-your-mouth phyllo. All the ingredients are premium and natural to ensure only the best taste. It's the perfect treat for any holiday party with friends, family, or coworkers. It's a great gift, too. It's shipped in a special container. Priority mail. It gets to you fast, fresh, and delicious. Order by Tuesday, December the 21st, to make sure you have it in time for Christmas. You can see George's Famous Baklava at mandrick.com. That's M-A-N-D-R-I-K. There's no C in Mandrick. Mandrick.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Mark, you're going to tell us a story about two young people who got in a fight, and one of them has been charged with child abuse. Did I hear you right?
Yes. From the Associated Press, a 17-year-old girl has been charged in Juneau. A 17-year-old girl has been charged with child abuse after fighting with an older student at their high school in Wisconsin. A criminal complaint filed in Dodge County says that Brandy Jo Winkleman, I'm not going to give the all these names or anything here, but this gal struck a girl nearly 10 months older than her during a confrontation in a hallway.
So presumably somebody else who was also 17?
Or 18.
Hence the charged child. Could they charge somebody with child abuse for attacking an 18-year-old?
Yeah, I guess they would have to be 17 also, right?
I'm guessing. I don't know. that they could even do this in the first place is pretty crazy, so who knows?
Now, the girl said that apparently after the follow-up exams showed that she had some loose teeth and a slight concussion, so Brandy here struck her pretty hard. She's facing felony charge of child abuse by intentionally causing bodily harm, a felony, and misdemeanor disorderly conduct.
What were they fighting over? Does anyone know? Boys?
It doesn't say. And it doesn't really matter to me what kids are fighting over. Kids fight.
Kids.
I'm not saying it's okay.
Some stupid crap.
It happens.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's good or it's right or it's anything like that, but it seems to me that fights should be handled in school, and if they're not, that they should be handled...
You mean the discipline for the fights?
Yeah, the discipline. Whatever the courts are going to do, that it should be commensurate. Because here's the problem with child abuse from a child abuse charge for beating up a kid who's older than you are, is that this goes on once you're arrested for something, then whenever they do these searches for you, your arrests come up. Now, tell me, how is it going to be trying to get a job in the future with a child abuse charge? I mean, people don't want to hear the story behind it. Many times you're just
off the list.
Yeah, the opportunity to even tell the story. You're just off the list. You're not going to get that job. So if
this is horrible. I thought that child abuse was what you'd give to parents that beat their kids. I didn't know you could get child abuse for getting into a fight with somebody you're not even related to, somebody who's not your child.
Well, I would suspect you get child abuse if you're an adult and you abuse a neighbor's child or something like that, too. But this should be a battery charge if that's what it's going to be, or it should be handled by the school if that's what it's going to be. But
now, Mark, when you say it should be handled by the school, I mean, if somebody has had damage done to them, loose teeth, they got to go to the dentist, they got to get work done, do you think the school should be able to impose restitution?
I guess that's really not going to work out. That's why I say that this is a battery charge. But the problem with letting the government handle these things, and I'm not saying the school would do any better, but the problem with letting the government handle these things is they screw it up. And look at this instance here. They've charged a girl for beating up another girl, and they've given her child abuse charges. And the girl that she beat up is older than her.
I think this is a consequence or an unintended consequence of government schools to begin with.
I agree with that much.
Who gets picked on the least, a girl with older brothers or without older brothers?
The girl with the older brothers.
Right, because they protect them. But then what do you do in government schools, or what do they do? Is they take all the kids and they segregate them by age, so you don't have any of the older influences that are a little more wise that might be in there to break up fights and things like that or prevent them from starting in the first place. And
unlike the Sudbury school we talked about last week, where they actually have kids from a full age range of, I think it was like 4 to 9, all together in the same schoolhouse.
I went to a Montessori school, sort of instead of elementary school, and it was like that, and it was great. You know, I would learn things, I would study the subjects that were interesting to me.
And the older people you could look up to, and
I could
mature.
I could go ask questions. Yeah, so, There's so much of the way children behave and the things that they grow up learning and the conclusions that they draw about the world that are just unintended consequences that people are completely blind to that come out of this public education system.
Oh, they are so blind. They will say things to justify the government school system like, well, but I'm educated. I turned out okay.
Okay, yep.
Like, that's a justification to steal from your neighbor and to have a one-size-fits-all government violent monopoly school system, because you did all right in it. Anyway, Mark, is that all there is?
Yeah, it's a rather short story. I just thought it was an amazing thing that they...
Is she being charged as an adult? I mean, wouldn't you have to be charged as an adult to get a child abuse charge?
I can only assume.
Right, I don't know. I'm no lawyer. If you know a little more about that.
They gave her name, so that says to me that, in fact, that's what the case is.
Interesting. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Fortunately, she's gotten herself an attorney, so hopefully that'll help out.
Yeah, so moving over from the government schools to the market-based free market schools is an important thing. You touched on it earlier when we were talking about transitioning from the government services to market-based services. This is one of the most important things that we can do as liberty activists is to get the government out of the school system. But it's also one of the most difficult as well because people have been brainwashed into believing that we need to have the government schools. So the poor people, well, we can take care of the poor people without using force on our neighbors. It's all completely possible, and we can take care of them better in the absence of these crap-can government schools. And yeah, just because you got an education, that's great, but you're only comparing yourself to a bunch of other crappy educations. So of course some people are going to get better educated under that system. Under any system of education, some will do better than others. And so, but that's like comparing cancers.
Well, one thing that's clear and obvious is that you don't have innovation in a monopoly situation. And the government school system is whether or not all kids go to it, and obviously they don't all do it, but all parents have to, all property owners in a given geographic area have to pay in order to subsidize this system.
Which means they have no incentive to innovate.
You have almost no incentive to innovate. And so therefore, since everybody's got to pay, even the schools that, the private schools, they have less of an incentive because they're offering a superior education to what 95% of the students, and I don't know exact the numbers are, go to. So they don't have to achieve very high. If you suddenly everybody's got to pay for their education, then they're going to have to achieve in all kinds of different ways. They're going to have to drive prices down. They're going to have to, education's going to have to be better. Kids aren't going to be allowed to fight in school. They're going to figure out ways to handle that.
But imagine the uproar if some liberty-oriented representative were to put forth a bill that takes the government out of education. People would flip out. So it's a very challenging issue to advance the ideas of freedom on because people are just so brainwashed. More come up. You take control. We'd love to have your ideas on how to do it. It's Free Talk Live.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At OffTheGridChristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At OffTheGridChristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to OffTheGridChristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. OffTheGridChristmas.com. That's OffTheGridChristmas.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. So head over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there, various different ways in which you can do that. You can actually listen in as well. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get access to our streams. We've got broadband and dial-up versions of those. Plus, there's our webcam and our listen lines that allow you to listen in from any phone that can dial long distance. Around the clock, these streams are available. Plus, we've got a satellite channel that is free to air, which means you can receive it without any subscription cost. And in addition to that, 84 wonderful radio stations from coast to coast that take care of the show, that take and air the show at different times throughout the week. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn how you can get tuned in.
If you've ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney, you need jurisdictionary.com. You know, you need to know the rules that the court operates by. You're not just going to go in there and give an impassioned plea and, you know, the judge is just going to fall down in your place. You need to know how to move the court. You need to have to know how to do discovery. You need to know how to do all these things. And jurisdictionary.com will help you learn how to do that. It's created by a veteran 24-year case-winning attorney, wants to show you, show the people of America and, you know, so many other countries that the U.S., Canada, England, Ireland, Australia, New Zealand, India, Puerto Rico, they all have the same sort of judicial system and jurisdictionary works for them. Show them how to protect themselves against members of his profession. So easy, the average 8th grader can go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. Get it at jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here with your phone calls. We have got Mama Allie on the line from down in Savannah. You're on Free Talk Live. Actually, you moved out of Savannah at this point, haven't you?
Yeah, we're staying safe in another city.
All right, so Mama Allie, what is on your mind tonight?
I heard you guys talk about a lot about homeschooling and private schooling and unschooling and a lot of things you guys have brought up. And, you know, I just want to let people know that it is absolutely imperative that we take our kids out of public school. After sixth grade, I would say they're not going to use anything that's being shoved down their throat in public school. And, you know, I'm currently being persecuted very, very badly in the court system for this, so be careful with it. You know, I suggest if you're going to, you know, I stepped down. I took my daughter out of public school. I put her on online school. This year I made the decision to completely pull her out of state-restricted schooling at all to ever report her or anything, and actually do something that she is interested in that she can actually use for her future. You know, and
it's better to not get them mixed up in it in the first place. I mean, if you want to guarantee that they actually keep the love for learning, don't ever let them go to the government school in the first place. Because while you're right, elementary school and government school is probably the least of the offensive ones, there are still some very core pro-government values that are being taught at these elementary schools. It can do very early damage to a young person, and that's why they're pretty burned out by the time they get to sixth grade. I remember being in elementary school and having the bad teachers and having, you know, kids getting in fights, and it just being just, you know, it wasn't as awful as the rest of the school experiences, but it wasn't great either. So if you can avoid it, plus if you also avoid it, then they don't know about your child, especially if you didn't like get them a social security number or something like that. If you don't ever bring them into the government school system, they don't know you've got that child, and they can't come after you and make more trouble in your life.
Right. That's what I was going to say. You know, you definitely got to be careful. I would definitely move after you pull your child out, because if they know where you're at, they will come after you, you know, but...
Right. The reason for that, by the way, is because a lot of these government people believe they know what's best when it comes to education, and there are all kinds of rules in different states about homeschooling, and in many cases, the government bureaucrats want to come and look at your homeschooling curriculum. They want to know what you're teaching. They want to know if it's up to some sort of governmental specs, and some states are worse than others. California is one of the worst. There's a variety of different rules out there. I wouldn't want to deal with any of that crap. I wouldn't think, if I had a child, and Mark, you've got a 2.5-year-old, so you're going to have to deal with some of this stuff here coming up. But if I had a child, I would not want to have to show anything to anybody about what I'm teaching my son or daughter.
Well, and it's completely ridiculous that they put everybody on the same curriculum in school.
Yeah.
All children are very, very different, and all children don't want the same things. All children don't want to go to college. All children don't, you know, children are very, very different and unique, and they should be treated like that. You know,
all of them don't need to go to college. Whether they want to or not is another question. Not everybody even needs to go to college.
And the younger a child is, any parent will tell you this, is that, you know, they learn things at different ages. At Portfest, we saw a cute little girl who was walking at 9 months old, and I think that's what the numbers were. My son Jack, I think he started walking at about 18 months, maybe even older than that. It's not like one, you know, and then, you know, one kid will know how to do one thing sooner than another kid, and they just all learn at different ages. And to put all the kids in one classroom and say, you're all going to learn the same thing at the same time, and you're the slow guy, well, you're going to slow us all down, and we're going to make
crazy.
You feel dumb. The fast guy, well, you're not going to go any faster than anybody else because you don't want to, you know, we can't just let everything be centered around you, so it really messes things up.
Right, and not only that, but if, you know, the kids that are more intelligent and smarter, they're uncool in school, and that's not cool either. You know, that unschooling thing you guys have been talking about, you guys need to keep talking about that until more people hear it, because I think people, if I would have known that when Justice was littler, I would have definitely been into something like that, you know. But, you know, there's not a lot of knowledge out there for anything other than public school, and not to mention America uses it for a babysitter, and it's bull crap.
Yeah, yep.
You know, they do. And you know, those of us who do love our children, are interested in them being a successful adult and a contributor to their community, if we have our own ideas, we should be allowed to groom our children how we see fit, not how anybody else that thinks they know what's best for our children sees fit. That's just wrong.
Well, and I think the biggest part of the problem is cognitive dissonance. You talk to people about turning the education system loose to the private market to allow some of these kids that have these varying different interests and styles of learning and things that they need in order to sort of come into their own. And they don't want to admit that the public education system, the way it's funded today, is immoral because they were part of it. Because, you know, they went to government schools and it worked out okay for them. And it means that, you know, if in fact houses are stolen from people who don't pay their property taxes in order to fund this education system, then it means they're part of this system of theft and abuse and coercion and violence in order to fund their education, as well as in many cases their kids who are currently going there to school. I had that with one of the local radio hosts here in Keene who hung up on me because I was bringing up that, you know, the funding of the government school systems is immoral, and he just did not want to talk about it. He said, no, that's ridiculous. We need to focus on things like the Golden Rule. And I'm like, what? You know, I couldn't respond to it because he had already dropped me off the call, but you know, they don't want to acknowledge that I took part in this immoral system that abuses people, that does an awful job at educating kids, and that even though there is something better about it, in order for me to accept that, I'd first have to admit that I was wrong and part of this this criminal enterprise.
Yeah, but they admit they're wrong when they pay their private tuitions, because you can bet politicians didn't go to public school.
Well, a lot of them don't. A lot of them send their kids to private school.
Especially,
there's no doubt about that.
You know, teachers in public school.
All teachers send their
kids
to
private school. Much higher percentage of sending their kids to private schools. You really have to wonder why. I mean, what do they know about that? The public education system that a much larger percentage of them are sending their kids to private school.
The same thing that people in the military know about the military, that it's a big, wasteful, stupid, slow government bureaucracy, just like every other government bureaucracy, except in this case, it's children's minds that are being molded by it, and that's incredibly dangerous.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I'd like to take the opportunity, too, to remind people there. I did start a network there for New Hampshire kids. It's called the Shire School, and Ms. Robin Mazingo is still working on that. You guys can go to it on Facebook. It's the Shire School on Facebook. She's doing a lot of cool field trips and stuff. And
yeah,
you know,
I went on one of her field trips, and we went to a farm where they had pumpkins and apples and things like that.
Oh, cool. I hope to see that continue to develop. I mean, we're just on the beginning cusp of what could happen here as far as private education and unschooling and things like that with the liberty-minded people coming here as part of the Free State Project, and I'm glad you brought that up. Thanks for the call tonight, Mama Allie. Appreciate hearing from you. At 800-259-9231, you can take control of the remaining moments of Free Talk Live up next.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories that are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. You'll be awed by the illustrations while you cheer for the heroes and boo the villains. Check out BigHeadPress.com and sample their work online before you buy. BigHeadPress.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a 6-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now for a limited time, when you order 2 or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for your thoughts, your calls. You can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. A lot of features there, all of them free for you. If you like the show, you should vote for us, because the podcast awards are about to wrap up. I believe they are going through, I should probably get the exact time, but sometime late tomorrow, throughout, pretty much you'll have the entire day tomorrow to vote for Free Talk Live. So you can vote. If you vote now, if you're listening live, you vote now, you can still probably vote one more time tomorrow, because you have to wait 24 hours to vote in the podcast awards. Every 24 hours, your chance to vote comes up again. Your vote resets, essentially. I voted saying the vote resets isn't really accurate, because your vote still counts, so you get another chance 24 hours later. And so we've been asking you over the past 2 weeks, because it's been going on that long, for folks to vote over at podcastawards.com. Choose Free Talk Live in the politics/news category. And then do the little form at the bottom. Fill in your name and your email address. Click submit. You'll be sent an email for verification purposes to make sure you're a real-life human being, not some sort of voting robot. You click the link in the email, and you're done. It's a simple process. Probably take you 30 seconds, something like that. Not a huge investment of time. But your little investment of time makes a big difference for us. It's a vote that really counts significantly. It's going to help us compete against some pretty big-name people. Dennis Miller, the comedian, is up against us, and he does not like liberty. He might call himself a libertarian, but he's just another conservaclone talk show host who wants to differentiate himself from the pack. And then there's the Young Turks. They beat us last year, so they are the current reigning winners.
That's the real trouble. As big of a name as Dennis Miller has, unless he decides he's going to campaign for this, which I don't know.
These guys have big money. The Young Turks, they were bragging about all the money they make at a recent talk radio convention. They're a lefty show. They're a progressive talk show. And, they have some really popular YouTube channel. We're bragging they get like $40,000 a year off their YouTube channel alone, the ads that they sell or something like that. So, you know, real hot shows that we're up competing against. A little old Free Talk Live. We won the 4 years before last year, but we lost last year. And we were told it was close. The guy that runs the podcast awards told us it was a pretty close race
that
between us and the Young Turks.
The most contentious, the biggest race. And that only says to me that they intend to win this year. That means that our listeners have to get out and vote this year. And
so ask some friends. If you haven't asked your friends to vote yet, please take a moment and do that. Maybe it's a good opportunity to share Free Talk Live subscribe with them as well. But go to podcastawards.com. Choose Free Talk Live in the political slash news category, and we would really appreciate that. Again, podcastawards.com. Don't forget, you can visit Sam online over at obscuredtruth.com. Although there haven't been too many new releases recently, it's not to say you don't have things you could be doing, but you've been busy working on another project,
which
you hinted at earlier tonight, Sam. It's going to be a food kind of storage thing.
Long-term food storage,
Food. So we'll tell you more about that as it gets a little closer to fruition over time here. But you can still go to obscuredtruth.com. Those videos are still good. They're still entertaining. If you haven't seen them yet, you should take the time out to go and take a look at some of Sam's great video work at obscuredtruth.com. So, hey, while we're in... teenager news here. We were talking earlier about the two teens that got in a fight, one of them charged with child abuse. Well, we're in the absurd things that governments do to teenagers category. Here's another one for you. This one from the Philly Daily News, philly.com. Baby dolls, the Disney Channel, and jump rope, double dutch style. Nathalia Rosario's world of hobbies was a universe away from her reality yesterday inside Philadelphia Family Court. I pulled this story off the front page over at freetalklive.com, so thanks for whoever it was that put it up there. Nathalia, who became a teenager in October, she's 13, stood in her school uniform in front of Judge Amanda Cooperman facing felony drug charges.
What?
After 30 minutes of testimony and procedure, Cooperman found Nathalia not guilty of the crimes. Afterward, in the waiting area, appearing almost wild with joy, she fiercely hugged her mother, sister, and other relatives and a neighbor. Later, after taking a test at her school, Mariana Bracetti Academy Charter, Nathalia said succinctly of the judge's verdict, "I was happy." Even before yesterday's ruling, Nathalia's family, members of the North Philadelphia Latino community, and even some police officers had questioned the procedures behind her November 3rd arrest and the charges involved. In interviews with the Daily News, Nathalia and several relatives had said she never should have been charged. Meanwhile, the Police Internal Affairs Bureau has launched an investigation into her arrest, and it was apparently by the Narcotics Strike Force. Their spokesbureaucrat said yesterday. When it's done, we'll make a statement, he said, of the investigation. Nathalia and her family say police never read her Miranda rights or asked her mother for permission to question her. And when they remember, they don't have to read you the Miranda rights just if you get arrested. It's only if you are getting questioned is when they're supposed to read Miranda rights, my understanding of that. And so they didn't do that. They didn't even ask her mom if they could question her. And that she was taken from her Fairhill home to a nearby parking lot where she was interrogated for nearly 2 hours instead of to the division headquarters where juvenile suspects are supposed to be taken when arrested. You know, so they can be under some sort of camera, some kind of monitoring, some surveillance, so the actual interrogation can be monitored and recorded. No, instead they interrogated and intimidated this little girl in basically the back of a police car.
In a parking lot. Doesn't seem shady at all, cops.
Oh, the strike force would never do anything shady, the Narcotics Strike Force. She was one of 8 people who were arrested on November 3rd in a drug sweep in the neighborhood, according to the police. Police report, she was charged with criminal conspiracy, drug possession, and possession with intent to deliver. Nathalia and her family maintained she was inside her house, asleep on a couch, with the Wizards of Waverly Place on the Disney Channel. Her mother, Michelle, said she woke her up at about 5:25 to leave for dinner at Michelle's mother's house nearby. Her mother's phone record showed that a one-minute call was made to Perez's cell phone at 5:24. Her family maintains that the only reason she was arrested was that she was wearing a pink jacket, like a lot of teenage girls might choose to wear.
That's the evidence they got.
The police investigation said, or their report said, that at about 5:20, a youth met with a Hispanic male wearing a pink jacket. Now, they later identified her as Nathalia Rosario, apparently incorrectly, and handed Rosario the bundled newspaper. Rosario then walked northbound approximately 3 houses and entered a house. Nathalia Rosario was arrested on the block at about 5:50, so approximately a half an hour after that initial entry in the report. When Nathalia and her sister, Alondra, who was 14, arrived at home that day, they changed out of their school uniforms and into everyday clothing. Nathalia said that she chose a pink hoodie and turned on the TV in the first floor living room, eventually falling asleep on the couch. After Perez woke her up and the family got ready to head to her mother's house a mile away for dinner, at least 3 police cars suddenly appeared on Narrow Hope Street, said relatives. As Nathalia walked toward a friend to ask what was going on, a female police officer asked her, "Did you just enter that house?" pointing to a small row house that she had just exited. "No, I just came out of it," Nathalia answered. A couple of minutes later, while she talked with a neighborhood friend, Nathalia said she heard, "Grab her! Grab her! Grab her! The one in the pink!" and they grabbed me. According to a police document read at a court hearing, a male in a pink jacket received a package of drugs, according to Perez and a police department source with knowledge of the document. That male was later identified as Nathalia, according to the source. When Perez was confronted with the accusations by police, she begged arresting officers to search her home for the narcotics. They declined, she said, citing the time that would take to obtain a search warrant. Well, you don't have to get a search warrant.
Work.
Wait a minute. You don't have to get a search warrant if somebody says, please search my house. That's not necessary at that point.
That much is true.
So if the homeowner is saying, please search my house for the drugs, and the cops are saying, oh, no, we don't have time to get the warrant. They are covering.
Right, but you may have to get it documented and so forth if you're doing it in lieu of a search warrant, and that's probably what they didn't want to do.
If you have the permission of the homeowner, then...
Right, but the giving verbal permission versus written permission that can be documented in court are two different things.
I see where you're coming from, but on the other hand, they could probably get her to sign something if they really wanted to do it, but they didn't. I feel much better, she said in an interview after yesterday's verdict. I want to talk to and let him know the way they can do things can ruin lives. And she is absolutely right about that. Earlier, Perez had made one thing very clear. If I knew my daughter was involved in that, I would let her stay in there. That is jail. I'm not playing. I would call the cops myself. And it's a good thing this young lady had her family around her at the time that this went down. Otherwise, the judge in this case might not have been as, lenient, because again, the judge took a look at this and threw it right out of court during, you know, the first hearing, basically just tossed this right out and said, this is, you know, this is nonsense. But what if the young lady had been home alone? What if she didn't have her family and friends around to back up her story? She leaves the house, she's wearing the same, you know, a pink jacket, and apparently was some sort of Hispanic male, not a Hispanic female. Some Hispanic male was wearing a pink jacket. They confused her with him. They arrested her. If her family wasn't around to give her that to give the police the real story, this little girl might still be in juvie.
Yeah,
we got to tell you a little bit before we go here.
Yeah, check out cruise.freetalklive.com. It's a cruise to Bermuda with me, Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty. It's not like your average cruise out there. There'll be Liberty speeches going on, but there'll be a lot of time to socialize with lots of Liberty folks. The ship won't be entirely Liberty folks, which means that they're selling the rooms as we speak, and prices are liable to go up.
Where do you go?
Cruise.freetalklive.com. It's only $535 right now.
Cruise.freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow night.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.